We are WNST. AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Happy holidays to everybody out there. I hope your eggnog's going well. I got the lampshade on my head. I'm getting invited out to all these networking this and party that. And then I got my Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Six, count them, six Maryland Crab Cake Tour stops coming up starting on Wednesday. We're going to be at Fadley's Thursday at Deep Pasquale's Friday. We're going to be at Honey's in Halethorpe, first time there. Next week, we're going to be at Costas in Dundalk. That will be on Thursday. And then Friday at Gertrude's Uptown at the BMA. It let me into the art museum there because I know my cousin runs the. On skirt roots. I also got Dan Rogers coming by. Some great, a lot of politicians, a lot of electeds, a lot of some celebrities. We got Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gina Schott coming by. We're going to be at Planet Fitness in Timonium on the 22nd. They're opening a new location there. I'm going to get Justin, all the Ohana folks on, talking family for the holidays. This guy made his way down to the Ravens game for the Steelers. I don't watch college football the way I once did, Leonard Raskin. Leonard
It's
Raskin here from Raskin Global.
a new world.
I don't watch the way, but Saturday I was in the AI bubble after being out with the Ravens partying all night Friday night with the Super Bowl
Beautiful.
35 champions.
Beautiful.
Marvin and I were supposed to get crabs at Costas and Stokely and Dilfer and this and that, and Flynn and his wife, and nothing happened. They all were like running around in the Ravens junket and
Things to
doing the
do.
things they do,
Things to
right?
do.
So I didn't see them again, which freed me up all day Saturday, which, all I did was AI it and got work done and got work done and did more things. And I'm building a bigger, better company and doing all this awesome stuff. And then I looked up for 1 minute on my timeline and I saw this Ohio State kid miss a kick. And I'm like, oh, Leonard's going to be on
Oh,
fire. And
that's
then
terrible.
Sunday, I'm all wrapped up in purple and black
Ravens,
and
right?
black and gold and like all of that. And you got kicked on the weekend, right? You got
It
kicked
was a
in your
bad
nuts
weekend.
all
It was
weekend,
a
really. You had a bad
bad
weekend.
week.
And you
Well, it
don't
was a
even bet
good.
on this, right? Like,
No, I
imagine you
don't
bet
bet
on
at
it,
all. Oh, that, I'll tell you what. I tell people all the time, betting on sports is like picking stocks in the market. It's gambling. It's speculating and gambling on something you have absolutely no control of, no specific knowledge about. It's all hope. And what I hope, if you do either, is that you lose early. Because if you win early, you somehow think you have supernatural skills, which you don't. Those supernatural skills to see into the future cause you to wager. And wagering causes you to lose. Losing causes pain. As Yoda says, pain causes suffering. Anyway, so family gets up, oh, dark early Saturday morning to catch a flight to my one of my least favorite towns,
Dallas?
Indianapolis.
Oh, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
I hate Dallas, but that's fine.
We go to Indy. We go to a fantastic breakfast place, brunch place.
How long
Had
were you in
some.
Indy? How long?
One, tw not even 24 hours.
Okay. All right. All right. That's tolerable.
Yeah. So we go to this incredible brunch place. Like I said, had some fantastic breakfast food. We proceed to the convention center, which had a fan fest, which was absolutely insane. Kind of funny. We're cruising through the fan fest. We're eating and drinking, having fun, just checking out the stuff they do, all the crazy stuff for kids and for people coming to town. And then they have eating contests. Now, these are not just any eating
These are
contests. These
Big
are
Ten eating contests, right? Midwestern.
professional Big Ten eating contest. They had
Big eating contests,
big eating
yes.
contests. They had the Joey Chestnut and the gal who also wins standing beside him at the hot dog, for those of you that don't know, look it up. It's kind of gross. Nathan's hot dog eating contest every year. And it was a
If
wings.
you don't know about it, don't look it up.
Right.
That's what I would say. Yeah,
It was
don't look it up.
a wings eating
Is it
contest.
hot
Chicken
wings? That's a
wings.
big thing,
Hot
right? Like
chicken wings,
eating,
hot wings.
crying, like all that. We
No,
should do that at
they weren't
Buffalo Wild
crying.
Wings. Yep.
But so here's the deal. They take the chicken because they can't see how many wings you ate like they can hot dogs. They take the tray full of wings in front of them. They have wings, water, and beer. And they take that in front of them and they weigh it. And then at the end of the eating, which was 10 minutes, they weigh the tray again. And
Okay.
it doesn't matter whether you strip the wing bare or whatever, it's just eating the chicken meat that reduces the weight in the pan. And the girl, there's eight contestants, and these are people that are It's
professional
just a
eaters. uniquely gluttonous American thing,
Yeah,
isn't it?
no,
Like,
no. There was a guy there from South
no,
Africa.
I'm
There was
saying
a guy.
they,
Oh,
no.
yeah, they ain't doing this
They weren't doing this in ancient Greece, is all I'm saying.
No,
They were too
they were.
cultured for this.
Well,
The
they would have the
Romans didn't do
lions. They
this.
would
The
have the lions
Norse.
eat the people. It would still be an eating contest, just of a different
Even the
nature.
Vandals didn't do this.
So here we are,
The
and so
Visigoths didn't do
they're
this.
bringing out the people, and I look at Kathy and Matthew, and I say, "This would be legit if they had Joey Chestnut here."
And
And
there's Joey, and there Joey
there they
disappears.
introduced Joey Chestnut. So
I thought that at the Super Bowl party Friday. I'm like, this won't be legit until Dilfer walked in. You know,
there you
so
go. There
yeah,
you go.
right.
So they start and they finish and they're way in the wings. There's two people left. Two guys. One guy that's a contestant nobody knows, and Joey. The one guy, the announcer guy, who's the Coney Island guy, comes up and says, "One of these men ate 180 wings in 10 minutes." And the place is crazy. It's 50, 60 more than anybody else. He says, "But the winner ate 242 wings in 10 minutes." And Joey Chestnut ate 242 wings in 10 minutes. I
He's
think I could
kind of
eat
like in the
10.
circus, the guy that could take the
Yeah,
dagger, right?
yeah,
You know what I
yeah.
mean?
There's
Like,
something weird about this guy. I don't, he's a professional. So that was over. Then we went and watched the
that
best
sounds like a
damn
magic
band.
trick, right?
It's right. Then
Right.
we watched the best damn band in the
Like the
land at the
fact that
pep
Wade
rally.
Boggs drank 6 cases of beer on a flight or something,
There
like,
you go.
right? Yeah.
It's crazy. It's
Yeah.
crazy. So then we go to the pep rally with the best damn band in the land. Matthew sees some friends, some old band directors, you know, that he knows from school. We hang out. Great show. Good stuff. Then we go over to
Now, this
the,
was the band that once played Rush, right?
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Then we go over to the stadium, Lucas Oil, one of the worst stadiums to get into that I've ever been to. It's just terrible. Anyway, we get in. Good news. Go to our seats. Fine. All good. Surrounded by good combination of Buckeye and Hoosier fans. The place was probably 65-35, maybe 70-30 Indiana, because after all, the Buckeyes get to go to another home game and play the home team, which is not obviously in Indianapolis, but close enough. And their fans are Indiana fans, so there they were.
And their football team has never been anything in our
Never.
lifetime.
Right, but in the last 2 years they've been good, and this year
Like,
they're
and that
number two,
speaks to the
undefeated.
NIL. I mean, they really
Right,
are the golden
right.
child of the NIL,
And the
taking all their
coach,
basketball
exactly
money
right.
over all the years and making it a football
Putting
thing.
it in football school. So it's number one against number two. Decent game. Ohio State left a lot of points on the field, made some mistakes, got some shitty calls. But you know, I think the officiating in the game was just terrible. It was really bad both ways. There were penalties that didn't get seen. There were penalties called that I didn't think were.
You
But
almost sound like you're talking about the Ravens game, but you're
yeah, exactly. But the thing is,
not.
I don't officiate, so I can't call every call. But what I know is there were people in the crowd really upset with both sides of the officiating. So you know, it stunk, or it was excellent, and everybody's just homers. I don't know. But ultimately, under 2 minutes to go or 2.5 minutes to go, Buckeyes have the ball, fourth and whatever, two on the 20, and they go to kick a field goal, and the kid misses the field goal. I feel sorry for this kid. He's a good kicker. He's not great. He missed a kick last year against that team up north. They lost. He lost, missed this kick to Indiana. They lost, but that's not why they lost. It was a bunch of things. They just didn't play their game. So we're down 13-10. Game's over. Trudge back 15 minutes to the hotel. It's midnight. Nothing's open. You can't get food anywhere. Why? Because the city's in gridlock from the football game. So we go down to the downstairs snackery, pick up the snacks for the post game, snack on some snacks. By the time I get to bed after watching some post game ESPN, it's 2 in the morning. Have a 5:30 flight. Didn't sleep very long. 5:30 flight back to Baltimore. Get up. Get the Uber, get on the plane, fly home, go to breakfast in the airport because, you know, right there we're right at the A gate. Miss Shirley's is there. Lovely breakfast. Have some Baltimore breakfast. And the intention is now we cruise down to the stadium. I take a nap in the Sequoia. We go to the game. and the rest is history. Instead, with family voted 3-0 to come home, pick up the dog from the kennel, and make a decision in an hour or two whether or not to go to the game. There's only one problem. An hour or two later, everyone was sleeping.
Oh, so you didn't go to the game.
No, we had an hour's sleep on the plane. So everyone slept until about 12:45. I woke up at about 20 to 1, 12:45, and it was a little too late to decide, and the other two were asleep. So no game for us. Put it on the TV and be just as
So you were
disappointed.
three of the empty seats. That's how seats go
Yes.
empty.
Yes. Well, that's for us how seats went empty.
Okay.
So we were three of the empty seats in the club level. They looked very purple. And watched the game and was totally discouraged. The only encouraging thing I saw in the game was for the first time in many a week, maybe since week one or two, Lamar looked like he actually did want to run the ball. And there were some plays made that for the last many weeks had not been made with he and Derrick Henry because he can run. So they can't key in on Derrick Henry. So look good. Look good. That was encouraging. And then just bad defense, which is surprising now. Bad offense, which was not surprising now. And likely dropping a ball, which is two touchdowns in a week
Well,
in 10 days.
listen,
I
so
think
here's what
that's a
I did.
touchdown. I think that's a touchdown. I don't know what a touchdown is anymore. I don't know what a catch is. It's pretty easy to see when a guy doesn't control the ball at the ground, but you get 2 feet inbounds, you hold the ball, you're running forward, you got a touchdown. Two officials that are watching the game that know what they're doing because this is their job call it a touchdown, and somebody decides for whatever reason it's not a touchdown. I don't know how that happened.
Well, the disappointment of people who gamble on it can,
Oh, yeah,
in conjunction with,
sure.
I mean, Jason Garrett was on the post game saying the Ravens got screwed, literally out
Well,
loud, right? So.
Romo and Nance both, watching the game and watching that replay 10 times said it's a touchdown. I can't believe that's not a touchdown. Nance says, I don't know what a touchdown is anymore. I mean, when you got your two top broadcasters on the game and they're talking about how bad the officiating was relative to that, I don't know. I don't know what happens. So I think we won, but we didn't win, and then we didn't win. So there you go. Okay. So for the weekend, my teams were 0-2, and I got some work done and had a good dinner with the family and
You
then
glad
went
you
back.
didn't go? Is that what you're
Yeah,
saying?
well, ultimately it was, a cold, miserable, losing game. And
They did honor the Super Bowl 35
I
team.
missed that. I missed that absolutely. I should
You got
didn't.
sideways with your wife 25 years ago because you went to that game, you
That's
know?
right. That's right. Well, not sideways, just living room. Just living room purchase. That's all. It was not a thing. It was over when it was over. Anyway,
It was going on when it was going on,
yes,
though. You did
sure.
sneak off to the Super Bowl.
I did, and then on TV, I said afterwards with Jane Miller that holding the Super Bowl trophy at the game was best day of my life, and then I
Your wife disputed that,
found
yes.
out that my wedding was supposed to be the best day of my life.
Well, 25 years later, I'm now married, so I got to watch what I say here,
Right,
but.
there you
You
go.
know, I gathered with those guys on Friday night, and there's a lot of things that I said to Luke, and you can go listen to that if
Yeah,
you want.
yeah.
And,
How cool was it? I mean, was everybody there?
you know, I
Just about.
let me give you full disclosure because I haven't
Yeah.
done this with Luke because Luke and I
Yeah,
stuck to the football game a little bit.
sure.
Last week, you know, every week I do this, I get guests on the show, right? And
Yeah.
people say, "How do you get guests? Do you have a producer?" Yeah, me.
Right.
You know, like, who do you have on the show? People I want to have on, people I'm interested in
Exactly.
talking to, almost
Exactly.
in the same way where, like, if I call an old friend to have dinner, I'd almost just as well do it on the air because the conversations I have on the radio are great. So I
Yep.
wind up having, I hope the radio station sounds that way. I hope people understand Baltimore Positive. Like, I am literally going to have meals at Fadley's on Wednesday.
Yeah,
I'm going to Deep Pasquale's Thursday. You think they're not feeding me? They think I don't talk. They just put sandwiches as big as my head in front of me.
right.
So, you know, but getting together and breaking bread, holidays, this time of the year, and having
Absolutely.
people on, it's, sort of the joy of what I do. So it's the holidays. It was a Pittsburgh Baltimore week.
Right.
And I was just sort of going through guests and I'm like, I'm going to call Marv. Because Marsh from Pittsburgh and it's Baltimore and he's bored.
Right.
He's rich bored and on some golf course and haven't had him on in 3 months, and I can bother him more now,
Right,
right? Like
right.
I couldn't
He's got
bother him in
time.
season
He's
Arizona
got
State. He's got
time.
nothing to do but deal with me. And I told him
That's
that.
right.
So, and then I, like, full disclosure, I made a 6 p.m. appointment with him last week and forgot about him. Because I don't do radio at night. I just kind of don't, you know? And I forgot about him. He was texting me. I was 38 minutes late for a meeting with a coach.
There
So
you
you know
go.
he loves me. So we did like 45 minutes of radio, and we're 30 minutes into this conversation. And it was about Pittsburgh and Lamar, and it was a lot of
Sure.
NIL. You would love it. It
Sure.
was a
Sure. Sure.
lot, a lot, a lot of
Yeah.
NIL in Arizona
Yeah.
State, right? And because we were talking about Mississippi, Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin,
That was
Ole
what we were
Miss.
talking about, right?
Yep.
And then he says to me, "Well, we're going to get some crabs this weekend, right?" I'm like, "You coming to Baltimore?"
Sure.
He's like, "Yeah, we're all coming in. It's a reunion." And I'm like, "Oh, Chad Steele took me off the press. I don't even know that they were
Right.
coming in."
Right.
So I it was serendipity, truly.
Yeah,
Like I invited
sure.
him on. He told me in the segment
Yep.
that they were all coming in, and then all of a sudden, all right, I'm going to text Flynn. I'm going to text Flau. I'm going to start
Right,
texting
right.
people.
Who's
And the next
coming?
thing I know, 20 of the players got back to me within the first on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then Michelle Modell, whom I love, and everybody that knows me knows I love Michelle and her husband and widow and her children and all that. She reached to me and said, I'm having some people over, no media. We're not,
Right.
you know, but like,
Right.
come and be a part of the family of the Super Bowl
Sure.
45 champ." So
Sure.
I went to the Modell home. I was invited by the Modell family, and I was stunned by how many people were there. And there were a
Yeah.
handful of people that couldn't get in on Friday. A
Right.
lot of guys were texting me in the middle of it.
Yep.
Kim Herring couldn't get to town. Apparently, Cornell Brown had a thing going with Brandon Stokely and Brad Jack. I like these people so much,
Sure.
and I can't,
Sure.
my face hurt from smiling.
There you go.
And Stokely and I are at the party trying to identify everybody we couldn't identify. He's like, "Who's that guy? I know that guy." And I'm thinking about Stokely. He played
Wow.
14 years in the league.
But
He
how many
played with
here?
1,200 different players
Right. He
because he
played
was
all
in
over.
Seattle and the Giants. He came back and played with the Ravens and 60 other guys he had to learn in 2015 or whenever he played
Yep,
here,
yep.
right? So he had all these. So, you know, and at one point, Trent Dilfer walked in, and he and I were both, "That's Trent Dilfer." And I just wasn't expecting to see him. Now, why I wasn't, I don't know. But like, I love that team, and that
Yep,
team
yep.
means so much to me that in the aftermath of how awful the current group is and how
Yep.
the Justin Tucker, Ray Rice, how I've been treated, how other people I know, specifically women, have been treated by the organization, I'm disgusted by all of it, but I still love football and I don't want them to lose. It's no fun.
Course
This is not
not.
fun.
No,
This
it's
is not
terrible.
fun. They
Terrible.
need to succeed, but they need to be held accountable.
Yeah, you know what's
And
fun? You know what's fun? What's fun is watching the Chiefs have a 6-7 record.
oh, you like that?
I like that. Look, I am a winner. I am a capitalist. I am all about success and I love success. And you just got to wipe smug. You got to get humble a little. And I think after all that, it's kind of like Brady. You got to honor the brilliance. You got to honor the play.
But as athletes, there's so much failure built into it.
I know. So it's amazing with all the success they've had. It's just nice to see. And this is not NIL. This is the league and what they want. And this is draft picks and cultivation and coaching. It's a stunning season. You got Denver, New England. The Colts aren't going to make it now.
Well, the stunning thing is the Ravens are 6-7,
And still in it.
and everybody in the post game
Still
believes they're
thinks.
still going to win the division.
Still thinks they're going to win the division after losing to
And
the
if you like that,
Bengals
the
and
math
the
is so
Steelers.
stacked against them that it becomes a
Right.
good bet.
Right.
You know, you'll get value
If
if
you're
you bet
going to
on the
bet,
Ravens right now.
now, that's a small cap tech stock for the hope of the
But
future.
it's also not
No,
based on anything in reality, looking at the
it's
offensive
hope.
line or the defensive
Hope, and
line.
hope is not a strategy, but if you're going to take the betting line, a buck couldn't hurt you.
But
A
I'm going to
lot of
say the
bucks
Super
would
Bowl
hurt you
35
bad.
team comes in and sees a half-empty stadium. You're
Yep.
not there. You had reasons.
Yep. Yep.
But, like, just the vibe and the mojo and the defense and
And the
just
Pittsburgh fans.
and all I could
Terrible
think about
towels.
was no matter what player you are, if you're here, No matter who you are, certainly if you're Ray,
Yep.
straight on down, you look and you
Yep.
say,
What the heck?
it's not the same.
What the heck
It's
happened?
not the same as it used to be. And that is something that I just want to get to the middle of all of this and say, you had a lot of money in tickets you didn't even use the other day. The
No.
stadium is emptied out three different times. The owner has witnessed this. The owner is still, to as of Sunday, still doing really untoward things to people that I know and care about and like, and I, including myself. And the pettiness and the people that run the organization and Harbaugh and the failure and their inability to deal well with failure, because to your point, they don't like failing and they think it's losing face or something like that. But
Yeah.
there is some failure here that they're this close to having real failure, which would be a meltdown. I mean, you mentioned the rest of the year, Burrow on the road. New England, maybe the best team in the conference coming in here. You have a
Yep,
chance to
yep.
prove yourself. Go
Yep.
to Green Bay, and I witnessed what that was about, you know, where the Bears did it the other night, right? In the
Bears
cold,
lost. That's
right? And
right.
then they got to go to Pittsburgh, which is their, you know, their Waterloo, and they just got their
Kryptonite.
ass kicked,
And
right?
they could have to win that game to get in.
So to look at it and say that you think that they're going to be the team playing the
Is a
Bills here
stunning thought.
January 10th, as we sit here, I'm not
Is a
here to
crazy thought.
bury them right now, but I am saying there's so many things trending in the wrong direction,
Yep,
including
yep.
fan sentiment, tickets, not even honoring the Super Bowl 35 champs, that like people that glue, that cohesion that holds their brand together. I am, and I'm not even on to the Orioles, which is a whole different thing,
A
but
whole
like
nother thing.
just where this city is with sports and with using their tickets, or how many phone calls you would have had to make at 10 a.m. to even get rid of your three tickets
Yeah,
yesterday.
it would have been impossible. But here's the good news in the For What It's Worth department. The Buckeyes on the 19th of December go to the Cotton Bowl. And here's the thing, Ness, this is crazy. I don't know how these draws work. I don't know how they work. They flip from number one to number two in the rankings because of the loss to Indiana on Saturday night. Now, I thought as an expert in the playoff system of the
Yeah,
NCAA,
what do you even think of that play? You're vested in that system. What
it's
do you
silly.
make of that system?
I thought it was fine. I thought the outcomes this week were perfectly fine. I would have thought this just because the Buckeyes might have fallen to number four, three or four. They lost to Indiana. You had Texas Tech and you had Georgia. I thought they may have fallen to four, but they fell to two, which means they open against the winner of Texas A&M in Miami at Jerry World. Now, if Miami pulls off the game, that'd be fine. Going to Jerry World to watch the Buckeyes and the Canes would be fine. But going to Jerry World to watch the Buckeyes have to play Texas A&M in another home for the team with a lower record bowl game is unbelievable, because Texas A&M would clearly be the home team, even though they would be the losing ranking team. We went to Georgia, they lost. We went to Indianapolis, they lost. I
You're
think I
staying
shouldn't
home.
go. I
You're
think I
done.
shouldn't go to bowl games because they lose. And of course, I wasn't at the Ravens game and they lost. So therefore, my presence has nothing to do with whether teams win or lose. And there you have
Well, for me, for
it.
me, with college sports and where it is,
It's crazy.
I just, I'm a Baltimore guy that had the Colts, the Orioles, the Terps, the
Yep,
Clippers, the
yep.
Blast, you know. By the way, I invited Kenny Cooper on. I hope he comes on this week. But I'm chasing a lot of people. It's holidays, and I saw so many
Yeah.
people I liked on Friday. All I keep
Absolutely.
thinking of is who else do I like in sports? Not
That you want
thinking about
around. That's
like
right.
I want to call around and have friends on for the holidays, which is one of the
Sure.
reasons I'm doing the crab cake tour, which is one of the reasons I invited Marvin. And then I went to this party. So you're going to be hearing lots of Super Bowl 35
It's
people on because
great.
they all
It's
kind of want to
great.
come on and BS with me a little bit. But
Yeah.
it sucks that we're talking about the team not being good, but you have another diversion with another
For
team
a
with
moment.
Caps or whatever. Like,
Caps,
if you're just a
my
Ravens and an
friend.
Orioles person right now, this
Then
has just really been
tough
a
time.
crappy
You know
couple of
what?
2 years where there
Let me
was this
tell you.
window of opportunity that we thought we were going to be in the playoff system and the bowl, blah, 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 and
Not so.
but
Hey,
when you,
let me give
yeah,
you a hockey, quick hockey,
go ahead.
just so we get it. Five games in 8 days. I don't know if you're, I'm sure you're not following this. The NHL has crunched the season because they're taking a break for the Olympics. Same games, but you got to have a couple weeks so off for the
I
Olympics.
remember when the NBA did this after thing, and it's just not good on the
So
players.
the players are struck. I mean, they're smashed in. Capitals in the last 8 days did a 5 day, 6 day road trip. Started on the island against the Islanders, went out west, played the three California teams,
Okay.
came home with no rest, and played another game Sunday night at home. So they had 5 games in 8 days after a road trip west for three of those in the middle and took 7 to 8 points. They lost to the Sharks in overtime. And Ovechkin is still piling up the goals and the assists. He's got a point per game this season, and he's not the leading goal scorer on the team.
I
Tom Wilson.
marvel at hockey
Tom
players
Wilson.
playing 3 games in 4 days. Like,
They've
like.
played 5 games in 8 days with a, what is it? How many thousand mile, 5,000 miles of flying in between.
Yeah, I mean,
It's
people don't think of
stunning.
that sport in the way they think of football in regard to
Oh, the body.
the body.
Oh
Yeah.
my God. I mean, these guys, slicing ice with razor
Every
blades.
time you talk about hockey, I kind of miss it.
There you go.
I loved hockey.
Well, we got to find a game. We've talked about it. We got to go to a game. We got to find a game to go to and watch the Caps. They're playing great. They're number one. They're the second best team in
See,
the
I
league
would have
right
just
now.
as much fun going to Hershey Bears game and doing Candyland up there for Christmas. I really would, you know.
Yeah. Chocolate massage. A chocolate
You
massage
know
at the
what we used
Hershey
to yell,
Spa.
and this is a this is an homage to the late great Jeff Amter, who passed away last year. He was the guy that wore the fireman's hat at the Skipjacks games. He was also a French teacher down in Howard County. Beautiful guy, Jeff Amter. Beautiful guy. Huge Oriole fan. Huge, just a beautiful, worldly dude. And but he had this singing we would do when we played Hershey. He would say, "Nestle's makes the very best chocolate." So
Oh my God.
that's how we hazed the Bears back in the
Back when
80s.
they weren't our team.
It's a little different than booing Renegade at a Steelers game and fire
And
Tom. Let me ask you
fire
one thing,
Tomlin.
and I really want to be honest with you. My feelings about John Harbaugh vary on the record in regard to Ray Rice, Justin Tucker, my press pass,
The whole
lies
thing.
that have been told,
The whole
intimidation
thing.
games played with his PR bouncer, all of the just how much he's lied to me and held the Bible up and scripture in front of me. I'm not a John Harbaugh guy. But that being said, I cannot fathom them losing next week at home to the Patriots, 42-17 at the end of the third quarter. And
Empty.
having the stadium
Empty.
yell "Fire Harbaugh," I don't think
I
we're
don't
that
think that
fan base.
happens. I
I
don't
don't
think that
think we're the.
happens.
I just
They
I.
boo. They boo. But I don't think
But
they
like I've
scream that.
never. I mean, cheering Kyle Bowler getting hurt's probably one of the more heinous things I've
Yeah,
ever
it's
seen the
horrible.
Baltimore crowd
Horrible.
do, and that was 2 decades ago. And I went on the radio the next day, and
Yeah,
it
that
just
was.
disgusts me that
No,
we
I don't think you'd
had.
hear. I mean, you might hear it in a fringe, but I don't think you're going to hear
I
that in
told those
the
people, go
crowd.
listen to the fan. Don't listen to my radio station because, like, and I'm glad I don't take the phone calls. And I will admit to you, Len, I went over to Pizza John's in post game. Mike Tomlin and I exchanged a few texts with my feet in front of the TV on after the game on Sunday. And I actually got a text from Mike Tomlin when I was standing at Pizza John's. But I went over to Pizza John's to get some food and come back. And so I really wanted to listen to the post game show as a radio guy. Like, win or lose, I plan this at 8 in the morning. I had some grocery shopping. So I'm like, I'm going to run around and listen to the post game just to hear the
What they say.
ads, what's going on, what Keith Mills has to say, or whatever. The officiating dominated
Of
is was
course.
the gorilla. And I thought, how many of those phone calls could I take about the we got screwed by the officials or whatever
But
before
you
we
should have
get to the
won.
fact that,
You should
like,
have won
the offense
beforehand.
isn't good, the defense isn't good, the special teams wasn't good.
Lamar's
Like,
running for his life, and the defense didn't get to a 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers
and we're
once.
13 weeks into it not being very good. So at the end of the day, Luke and I
Not very
tried to
good.
focus on that, but also trying to focus on where the solutions are because they can win their way into the playoffs, which is crazy.
Well, that's the question. If they do, does that smooth over the
Angst.
wound? The
Yeah.
wound, yeah.
Well, they could be playing a playoff game and everybody will want tickets because the Bills will be coming to town.
But you hope. You hope that if they're not in, that stuff happens because you got to do something. You know, this is not good. It's just not good. You know, I like I said, I don't coach. I've never coached. I played the game as a kid. So what? There's a guy on that sidelines on the offense. His name is Hopkins. Does he get 10 snaps a game? Why is he so underused? Unless it's his choice and he's got health stuff or he's just old. The guy catches everything in a mile radius of his hands. Why is he not on the field?
Well,
Am
and
I confused by
the post
this?
game and taking phone calls was the Derrick Henry question. Why is Derrick Henry off the field so much?
Yeah,
And
we got Ali in there.
yeah.
I'm sorry. I've got the greatest running back in the last, what, 10, 15 years in the league on the bench, and I got Ali running the ball.
Well, I'll
He might
break
be
on this
okay.
and tell me what you do for a living, because I have a parting shot for you.
Yeah.
Because it is about leadership and it is about guidance and wisdom and
There
vision.
you go.
And that's something that you think you have
We
about
do.
money, and you have 30
We
years, 40
do.
years of experience of
Yeah.
telling people about that. That is
Yeah.
coaching. That is wisdom, right?
It's what we do. It's what we do. What I tell people is my job is to act proactively on your money, and make decisions that help you grow your financial future, protect, grow, enjoy your wealth, and pass it on as if it was my own, but without my baggage. So
That's
my
called a
job,
fiduciary. I learned
that's
that.
exactly what it's called. My job is to tell you what to do, good times and bad, struggle and strife and success, and make smart, wise, intelligent, and as you said when we were talking a little bit about AI, factual decisions about money without my baggage. This is a science. I do not live in a world of art. I live in a world of science, and the structure of money follows historic law. It follows tax. It follows structure. And people can say that you can do this, that, or the other. No, this is the right answer. You can do that or the other, but it's not the right answer. It's just another answer, but
Yeah,
it's
my
not the
AI is
right
giving me three
answer.
or four options and telling me exactly why number one's the best, and then listing every reason why it is to
That's exactly
strengthen
right.
the probability of success.
That's exactly right. And
Yes.
so my job is to lay out your best strategy for how to handle your money and do what you want with it. And Ness, I'll tell you, I've had people come in and say to me in the past, my goal is to spend it all before I die, leave nothing. I've had people say my goal is to leave it all to charity. And I've had people say I want to leave it all to my children and grandchildren. And each one of those is a fine solution and desire. My job is to show you how to carry that out, given that those are your wishes. And there are specific ways to carry out each one of those with the same amount of money if three people were sitting in front of me. And that's because there are laws of money, there are rules of money. They go back a very long time. And in our society, with a tax structure and a market structure and the like, it can be done with fact, with great information, with great wisdom. And January, I'll celebrate 40 years of doing it.
I had a guy come up to me at the Super Bowl party, a guy that, if I said I respect him a little, I'd be lying. I respect him immensely. Came up to me and we were talking football, and he, obviously he's a football related player, right? He said to me, "The coaching's no good." That's what he said about the Ravens on Friday night. And I'm like, that's an interesting way to look. And then he went through a dozen reasons in his mind why, and they all made sense, because this is a really smart guy. So I will leave it at that and say they have a couple of weeks, and I don't know if there's hell to pay. I don't know if
I don't know.
Eric John, I don't think Steve's got that in him. I think they all have jobs for life, including Chad Steele and Sashi Brown,
We'll
because that's
see.
been my, but like there is something about accountability that's been lacking all the way through all of this in a lot of ways for me, going back to Justin Tucker and
Well,
things that.
maybe we should trade with Pittsburgh.
Ah, you won't bring Coach T in here, are you? All right.
They
Hey,
can
man, I
have Coach
appreciate you.
H. They can have Coach H. Just do a one-up trade. Everybody wants their coach fired. Just swap them. Let's see how it
That
goes.
would be something, wouldn't
Rooney and Steve get together in a room and swap them.
I'll buy Tomlin a first crab cake in town if he came
There you
in here. You
go.
know, I'd probably
There
get my
you
press
go.
pass back. He is, no, I would. Actually, the last time I
I'm
had a press
sure.
pass in the
I'm
NFL, it,
sure.
Mike Tomlin left it in Pittsburgh.
There
I
you
totally
go.
intimidated him. So Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. He follows the American dream. The American dream for me was winning the Super Bowl 25 years ago,
Amen.
but I'm
Good
trying to not
stuff.
let it go all downhill from here because we still have friends, fun, relationships, and still a chance to win the division. I'm Nestor. We're WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.